Leftist untruth. Number 4. Catastrophism. Hey kids, let's create the threat of future catastrophes so we can justify increasing the size and power of government. Let's start by claiming that we are running out of everything. People are afraid of running out of things. We run out of ketchup or toilet paper, right? It happens. So we should be very afraid that the world is going to run out of important things. Some people say so. Leftist.
By John Williams, in A Natural Survey of the Mineral Kingdom, in 1789.
There is no probability that when our coal is used up, any more powerful substitute will be forthcoming.
By J.W. Stanley Jevons, in The Coal Question, 1865.
Each country needs a considered national policy about what size of population, whether larger or smaller than at present or the same, is most expedient. And having settled this policy, we must take steps to carry it into operation.
By John Maynard Keynes, Lecture, 1924.
American oil supplies will run out in 13 years.
U.S. Department of the Interior, 1939.
I would take even money that England will not exist in the year 2000.
Paul Ehrlich, 1970.
The world as we know it will likely be ruined before the year 2000. World food production cannot keep pace with the galloping growth of population.
The Environmental Fund, 1975.
We are running out of gravity.
Wait, what? We are running out of gravity? If you search the internet in 2022 for "we are running out of gravity," you got over 100 million hits. Do people believe we are running out of gravity? One YouTube video on the subject of "we are running out of gravity" had over 800,000 hits, and that was just a reaction video to the original "we are running out of gravity" video. The youth who made the "we are running out of gravity" video seems to be genuinely concerned. Is she the Greta Thunberg of gravity? How dare you use up all the gravity? We must call on government regulators to create a cap and trade tax on the use of gravity. Government must spend hundreds of billions of dollars to subsidize companies that make lighter things that use less gravity. The world running out of important things is scary. Would leftists exploit that fear to increase the size and power of government, do you think? In 1972, the Club of Rome predicted that by the 21st century, the world would have run out of copper, gold, silver, mercury, and zinc. Then, when the 21st century got here, leftists were still claiming that we were running out of everything from oil, helium, sand, and bananas to air, trees, and water. Now, quick, make a list of some of the things that we really have run out of in, say, the last 2 centuries. Got your list done? Now compare it to the truth. 50 years ago, leftists announced that we would run out of oil in 10 years. In 2020, the known oil reserves of Earth were greater than they were back in 1970. Far from humanity running out of trees and timber, there are over 3 trillion trees on Earth. That's 422 trees for every person. In spite of a 400% increase in the use of timber in the last 100 years, the number of trees in America and on Earth as a whole has greatly increased in that time. While there may not have been more air over America in 2020 than there was 50 years earlier, the 2020 air was much cleaner, and so was the water. So has the Earth really run out of any natural resources, you may wonder? Let's ask Slate magazine. In 2010, Slate published an article about what resources Earth had run out of. Slate was about as left-wing media as you can get short of Jacobin and the Communist Workers' Party newsletter. You would think that if the leftists were telling the truth about us running out of things, then Slate would be more than happy to provide the full list. So what was Slate's answer to the question? Has the Earth really run out of any natural resources?
There isn't much cryolite anymore.
That's it? Cryolite? We haven't run out of anything else? That was Slate's answer, and we really hadn't even run out of cryolite. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, cryolite is used in pesticides and aluminum processing, and it had neither been mined away nor was it in any danger of being so. To quote the U.S. Geological Survey, producing cryolite is synthetically much more cost-efficient than mining the existing reserves at its current value. But maybe Yale Scientific is a right-wing propaganda outlet spewing attacks on leftist ideas like climate change and unsustainability? Not exactly. Here is a screen grab of the article's webpage in 2022. One of the main topics of Yale Scientific was that black lives mattered. The leftists threatened the public that their present standard of living was unsustainable, and Americans would have to pay more taxes and accept more government control because we were running out of everything, but that gun always seemed to fire blanks. Death by environment. Remember that time that the world was going to dissolve in acid rain, an idea which was based on one profoundly flawed and deceptive 1962 book called Silent Spring by a political ecologist? It didn't happen. But then carbon was killing us. Carbon? Really? Carbon? You are carbon. Plants breathe carbon dioxide and die without it, and the more they get, the better. Aren't the tree-hugging leftists supposed to love plants? Isn't denying our beloved plant friends more carbon a bad thing? And what would save us from that terrifying carbon in the sky? The answer was obvious. More taxes, more kinds of taxes, and most importantly, giving more power to government regulators to control the things that they don't already control. World government and global taxation would save the world from carbon, because the world was the wrong temperature. It was too hot. Government regulators had to decrease the temperature. Then, when the world is the correct temperature, the government regulators will stop increasing taxes, repeal all the added regulation, and keep the world at the correct temperature. Forever, right? If you don't remember acid rain and ozone holes, then you can still read about how they were real and going to kill us all. The mainstream media still has lots of stories about that. If you want to read about why those stories were frauds, you will have to search a little harder. You probably will not find a copy of the publication titled The Role of Science in Environmental Policymaking, Hearing Before the Committee on Environment and Public Works, United States Senate, 109th Congress, First Session, September 28, 2005, Volume 4. It's not at Barnes & Noble. In it, J. Gordon Edwards, Ph.D., wrote, quote, "Fraud in science is a major problem. The most common examples of fraud in the United States appear to be environmental, including acid rain, ozone holes, carbon dioxide," unquote. The study goes on to focus on the book Silent Spring and to show that, like the book that created the population explosion meme, it was a lie from the beginning. Or find a copy of the book, The Acid Rain Scare and the Science Industrial Complex by William L. Anderson. Disasters caused by government regulators. Think about it. The truth is that most of the disasters that really do happen to humanity are done by governments. For example, wars. Wars are really catastrophic, and without powerful government and government regulators, we wouldn't have wars. Probably the most real and imminent threat to human existence is nuclear war. Who makes nuclear weapons? Walmart. Libertarians. You? No, government regulators are responsible for producing nuclear weapons, and they are the people who would use them to kill us all. Death by government oppression. Totalitarian and authoritarian governments imprison and kill millions of people. Concentration camps, gulags, and mass murder take their toll. Cambodian government regulators killed between 1.5 and 2 million people from 1975 to 1979, almost one-fourth of the nation's total 1975 population. When the Cambodian government regulators ran low on ammunition, they killed children by swinging them by their heels and smashing their heads against trees. Killing that many people was a big job. Probably only the government could have done it. If you were to travel around the world looking for big mass graves with thousands of bodies in them, graves that were there as the result of real catastrophes, who would you think was responsible for putting most of those people in those holes? Squirrels? Farmers? Or governments? Government regulators don't just kill large numbers of people by mass executions. They starve people to death, by the millions, in real catastrophes, not imaginary ones. If human populations ever do run out of food, that will probably be caused by government regulators. In the human past, the biggest cause of mass starvation was probably drought. But in recent times, the most common cause of death by starvation has been government regulators and their policies. In 1932 and 1933 alone, the Soviet-Russian communist government starved over 5 million Ukrainians to death. In the years from 1993 to 2000, capitalist South Koreans were getting rich and enjoying a great standard of living. But in North Korea in that time period, the communists starved to death between 500,000 and 600,000 people. More people than lived in the city of Miami. Over 500,000 people were starved to death out of a total North Korean population of 22 million. In the Great Chinese Famine of 1958 to 1962, communists starved over 45 million people to death in only 4 years. Most historians lay the blame for the Irish potato famine on British government anti-Catholic policies, financial crises, and economic disasters. The causes of catastrophic financial crises and economic downturns seem to be complicated, at least if you try to read what government-sponsored economists say on the subject. But what they say is not true. For evidence of some of their dishonesty, check out our leftist untruth number 9, GDP. The truth about past recessions and financial failures, the ones that have happened since the Fed was created in 1913, is that the economic downturns were really caused or made worse by the intervention of government regulators, including the Fed. Yes, the Fed is really part of the U.S. government, no matter the pretense that it is not. And the truth about the future is that if the federal government ever becomes insolvent, if it defaults on its debts, and the dollar fails due to hyperinflation and ceases to be the world reserve currency, that will have been the result of irresponsible and massive creation of debt and of intervention in the U.S. economy, the financial and the monetary system, by government regulators.
The financial crisis that began in 2007 had its origins precisely in over-complex regulation.
Niall Ferguson, The Great Degeneration 2013.
Not only is the capitalist system not responsible for the latest economic crisis, but all attempts to severely hamstring or regulate the market economy only succeed in undermining the greatest engine of economic progress and prosperity known to mankind.
Richard Ebeling, Monetary Central Planning and the State, 2015.
We will not have any more crashes in our time.
John Maynard Keynes, 1927.
We have never been told the truth about the Great Depression. The progressivist government interventions, for example, the Federal Reserve System in 1913, and socialist policies in the late 1920s, which were supposed to prevent depressions, probably caused the Great Depression. And then the massive New Deal intervention of FDR in the 1930s turned what should have been a sharp economic decline lasting a couple of years into a decline in the American standard of living that would not really be reversed until the 1950s. More deadly pandemics. As of this writing, evidence indicates that not only did researchers funded by governments release the COVID-19 virus into the population, the researchers had created it, making it deadly by using gain-of-function technologies for serial passaging of microorganisms to increase their transmissibility, virulence, and immunogenicity. There have always been pandemics, and humanity has always survived them. But when one comes along that really does wipe us all out, it will probably have been created by governments. That's the truth. But leftists don't like the truth.
History books will likely include two broad facts, both of which will be as true as they will be misleading. First, they will say lockdowns, mask mandates, and the development of the mandated vaccine all began during the Republican Trump presidency. Second, they will likely be able to say those policies were all ended during the Democratic Biden presidency. How many people today are aware that America's past experiments in prohibition, ethnic discrimination, and eugenics were all once fervent policies of progressivism?
Robert Zumwalt, This Is How the Progressives Will Write the History of COVID.
Genocides, eugenics, and massive persecutions have all been government programs. And yet leftists say that more government control is the only to avoid such catastrophes. In reality, more government control is what makes most catastrophes possible and causes them. Marxist eschatology. Eschatology is the study of the last things, and the word often refers to religious prophecies of the end of the world. By the 2020s, many people had begun to notice that leftism was probably mostly, really, a religion.
Power and fear are the fountainheads of faith.
Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, A Pragmatic Primer for Realistic Radicals, 1971.
Marxist ideology was characterized by teleological historicism and materialist determinism. History, Marxists said, moves toward a predetermined outcome. Capitalism will die and the socialist worker paradise will arise. So Marx was a prophet, and Marxist catastrophism was Marxist eschatology in what had really had for a long functioned as a de facto religion, the worship of government control. The leftists who repeatedly predicted society-rending, world-ending catastrophes were the same people who derided, maligned, and castigated the very people who were preparing for catastrophes, accusing those people of being dangerous prepper psychopaths. Since the leftists were using the catastrophe threats as reasons to increase the size and power of government, any individuals acting on their own to actually prepare for catastrophes were, the leftists said, lying tinfoil hat-wearing white supremacists. The underlying lie. Catastrophism was used to frighten the public into giving government regulators more power to control us. For example, in 2022, a headline in the Financial Times screamed, "In Cryptogeddon is coming for us all." It said that quantum computers would be able to break the cryptography used to protect our credit cards and bank accounts, so then we would all lose all of our money. The solution? Of course, government regulators must be given the power to control or even to prohibit quantum computer technology before it even existed. But would that be enough to avoid catastrophe? The article warned, quote, "Even like-minded governments may struggle to take a joined-up approach since so much innovation is now being driven by the private sector rather than the public sector." Unquote. By the way, the article failed to mention that even if quantum computers really work someday, it might be centuries before hackers get access to them, and private sector companies are already working on cryptography software to protect data from quantum computers. But the first impulse of leftists, when a new technology appears on the horizon, is usually to cry that it will cause catastrophes, and we need more government regulation to protect us from it. The truth? Finally. In the 21st century, death was not nearer. It was farther away. Since 1900, average life expectancy worldwide more than doubled. In fact, life expectancy had been increasing rapidly since the Age of Enlightenment. You know, that era when people in the Western world began to realize that human freedom and free enterprise worked better than being controlled by kings and other government regulators. Epilogue. Leftist catastrophism was not a standalone lie. It was a sister lie to miserabilism, untruth, and those lies were but handmaidens of more fundamental lies. And at bottom, all the leftists' untruths were invented to defend and protect untruth number one. But as we will discuss in other writings, even leftist untruth number one was not the deepest level of leftist dishonesty. It went even deeper, right down to our most fundamental ideas about reality. There is a great deal to be said about leftist untruth, and we intend to say as much of it as we can. Stay tuned.
This has been a production of the Rightful Freedom System, which takes sole responsibility for the contents.